Marie Bernard, host of Synchronicity, Friday mornings at 9. Join me as we explore topics like health and wellness, prosperity, inner peace, the law of attraction, and more. Tap into good vibrations to start your weekend feeling uplifted and optimistic. Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Fridays from 9 to 10 a.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. Good morning. Welcome to Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard, here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You may also be listening online at CITR.ca, CosmicDimensions.com, EmpowerRadio.com, or on the Co-Creator Network. And of course, you can always find information about the show, upcoming guests, past guests, all of that at my personal website, spiritualshow.com. Today's guest is Janine Morijo. She was on a couple months ago. She is the tarot card reader who was written about in Paul Elder's book, Eyes of an Angel. And she was an awesome guest, and it was so much fun to have her on the show. I decided to invite her back. So hello, Janine.
Hello. Good morning.
How are you doing?
Really good.
Good. Woohoo. Thanks for being with us today. So I want to throw the number out there, 604-822-2487. That's 64-UBC-CITR if you would like to get on the air and ask a question. And just to refresh my memory, is it best if people ask specific questions?
I'm really good with specifics. They can be as vague, if they want to be vague, but their answer gets a lot more specific, obviously, if they get specific.
Okay, great. Well, I want to talk a bit about your background, but first we have Jason from the Morning After show, and he wanted to ask you a question. Is it okay if we jump right in?
Oh, sure.
Are you ready to start?
Yeah, ready to start.
Okay, awesome. Mike, too. Okay, there you go.
Hey there, how are you?
Hi.
Hi. So, yeah, my question, I guess, I've got, I don't know how specific I need to be, but I'm thinking of doing some traveling and heading back east, I guess, at the end of the summer. And I've got a couple of projects going on, a writing project and some musical projects and internet projects. I'm just wondering how I can see these things progress in the future, or what I can expect as far as my trip in order to promote these things, and what may happen before I even go. And I guess I'm just curious about my creative projects and my future travels.
Okay. So in your mind right now, what's on your mind right now? You're curious about how that's going to pan out?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear that question.
Were you curious about how, what's on your mind right now for your summer, fall, how that's going to pan out? Would I be saying that correctly?
Yeah, pretty much. For the next two seasons, I guess, I'm prepping for a change in the fall. And then I'm going to, my plan anyways, is to head back home for about half a year and to lay some groundwork for some projects that I have going here and try and combine the two. And I'm just curious about how that might progress.
Okay. Have you gotten held up already with some of your vision?
I'm sorry?
Do you feel like you're a little bit on hold right now for some of the vision you have?
A little bit, just due to finances. I mean, like, everything creatively and as far as networking goes and people, and that's all happening fairly quickly. There's just a bit of some things I can't do because they cost money, you know.
Right. Okay, I get in about 6 weeks that's going to shift a little bit and things start to go in a fast lane at that point. I really get a creative fall, but not a lot of, I don't know if it's money you're looking to create or just follow your dreams. It looks more like you're going to be following your dreams, and the money part and or being successful at it, whatever you consider successful, starts to happen more around February of next year.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel like there's a breakthrough in February for some creative project you might be working on right now that feels like it really starts to take off for you. But 6 weeks from now, some of your travel plans start to come together and the finances will come together for that. So sort of big picture creatively, you said in the next two seasons. Do you write?
Yes.
Okay, because I get some published work and going on the road with something. So what kind of writing do you do? Is it like
I actually write screenplays. I just started a book project, my first book project, but I've written many, many screenplays. I went to school for screenwriting and...
Okay, was there something that you really liked that wasn't sort of picked up yet?
Well, I did have a project that actually was liked, but the producer on it kind of messed things up, and it kind of fell dead for a while.
Right. That one looks like it rebirths itself.
Okay.
Yeah, I get a rebirth of something that looked like it was either rejected and or put on the shelf somehow.
Okay.
I get a rebirth of that, and then I get a great new sort of vision. Around August, that feels like it turns into something really big for you. But again, that's into next year.
Okay, so August 2011?
Yeah, okay. That's a big sort of coming into some of your projects year.
Okay.
So your plans are right on track because you're just developing what into by next February starts to really come into itself for you.
Okay.
So it's a planning, putting things in motion and out there kind of year, the rest of the year, and then into the new year, just into the new year, feels like you really start to see results. So be patient with the process.
All right.
There's a woman in Ontario, I think she's in Toronto, actually, who's going to be really, really helpful in pushing some of your projects forward, one of your bigger ones that ends up getting a lot of attention next August somehow.
Okay, nice.
Something turns really big in August, and it has a lot to do with a woman who picks up, I don't know how it works in your business, but picks it up is how I get it in my head.
Okay.
And really pushes you along. It's almost like she's like an artist has people that invest in them, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
She's like that for you.
Nice. That's very encouraging.
And she's in Toronto. Okay. And she's got a name for herself in her business.
Okay.
Yeah. So be patient with the process because it's more of a putting it out there, laying the groundwork, and then it really takes off. Start to see it in February.
All right.
Okay. Good luck.
Prep for that. Thank you so much.
Yep.
Awesome. Well, thank you.
Thank you for answering that question and jumping right in.
Sure, yeah.
I forgot to mention at the top of the hour that today's show is sponsored by Deepak Chopra, who is speaking at the Queen Elizabeth Theater June 4th. Deepak will help you find your purpose, open your heart, and learn how uncertainty is the source of all possibility.
Wow.
Yeah, he's going to be speaking about his latest work, Reinventing the Body, Resurrecting the Soul, and the Ultimate Happiness Prescription, the 7 Keys to Joy and Enlightenment, and tickets are at Ticketmaster. So that's just in a few weeks.
Mm.
Yeah, we're trying to get him on the show, but he's a busy guy, so cross your fingers for me. And also tonight in Vancouver, there's a free weekend workshop with Shishir Pak. It is a meditation workshop, and that's tonight at 7:30 to 9:30 p.m., tomorrow, May 15th, 10:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. and then all day Sunday again. And that's at the Vancouver Public Library on the 7th floor in the boardroom. And I will give you the phone number if you're interested in reserving a space. It's 604-732-8997. That's 732-8997 if you're interested in that weekend meditation workshop, and that is free at the Vancouver Public Library downtown. If you would like to get on the air and ask a question, we are speaking with Janine Morijot. She is the wonderful, lovely, talented tarot card reader who was mentioned in Paul Elder's book, Eyes of an Angel. And you can call us at 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. So, Janine, what have you been up to in the last couple months since you were last on Synchronicity?
I've been teaching workshops, actually. I've been really busy with my workshops. I had a group graduate, and they all got diplomas, from a tarot class that they've been studying tarot with me for about a year and a half. I do a series of three grouping sort of 8 weeks each, and then at the end of that, they graduate with a diploma. I think I'm the only one in North America that I've found anyway, on websites, et cetera, I've checked, and that actually gives out a diploma in tarot. I think it's about time we started to understand readers need to be studied. They're getting paid a lot of money. They have a lot of responsibility with their clients. We need to teach them professionally how to be good readers.
Oh, that's awesome, because yeah, there's so many people that just sort of put up their...
It makes us look bad. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I think it's really important to train people really properly how to handle clientele and just to be professional. It's a career. I take it like that. So, I really love my classes that I teach. It's fun.
Awesome. So, do you have to actually go to? You're in Calgary, right?
Yep, I'm in Calgary. I want to get them up online. I'm going to need some technical help to do that because I'm not very technologically advanced. But I'm working on that for next year. I'm working on people will be able to download the courses, me teaching the course, and we're just figuring out how to do that now. So that's coming, but right now you have to be in Calgary to take the classes. I do astrology as well, just a beginner astrology. To me, astrology is a huge undertaking, so I just teach a really basic sort of how to glance at a chart and just get the feel for who you're dealing with. I think it makes readers a better reader, so I invite people studying tarot to study my really basic astrology so they can look at somebody's chart and know better who they're dealing with. So I teach those two, and I also am starting a Wicca 101 class in the fall. I've done it one other time, but I'm just launching it again in the fall.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Sounds like you've been really busy.
Yeah.
Well, it's time to take another break again, but before the break, can you give us your website?
Yeah. It's tarotbyjanine.com.
And each word is separated with a hyphen?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Perfect. Okay, so we'll be back with more synchronicity in just a moment.
Strength, dignity, respect, beauty, self-worth, safety, confidence, choice, hope. The Beauty Night Society is a registered charity dedicated to helping marginalized women introduce trust, hope, and self-esteem into their lives. This is the first day of Through its popular makeover program, the Beauty Night Society has touched the lives of thousands and reintroduced a healthy touch to the lives of vulnerable women throughout British Columbia, creating real life makeovers. Please visit www.beautynight.org for information on programs and on how to help. Beauty Night, because dignity is beautiful.
I think I was blind before I met you.
Hey, I'm Wayne Dyer, and you're listening to Synchronicity with Marie Bernard. Here she is.
Welcome back to Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard, and today we are speaking with Janine Morgeau. She is a wonderful tarot card reader from Calgary, Canada, and she is so wonderful that Paul Elder wrote about her in his book, Eyes of an Angel, and that's the name of his book, right?
Yep.
Eyes of an Angel. So many books cross my desk, it's hard to keep them all straight. But he, if you don't know who Paul Elder is, he is an instructor at the Monroe Institute, and he doesn't go to see a lot of psychics or tarot card readers, but he was so impacted by his reading with Janine that he spent, a couple pages talking about you, I think.
Yeah, it was chapter 16, I think.
Wow, so a whole chapter. Nice.
He actually transcribed word for word the reading.
Yeah.
And I'd never seen that in my, because when I read, I kind of, it's channeling, so I really honestly don't remember how I say things or what I'm saying, honestly. And I know that sounds, people don't believe that about channelers, but you say it, it's gone, because it didn't come out of your intellect. It was channeled from the person you're reading. You are reading, that's what the word, I'm reading you, I'm reflecting you. And so I didn't have a clue what I said to him, really. And then when I read it, he sent me the transcribed, the papers, before he printed it, of course, to say, for me to okay it. And I didn't recognize most of what I said. I didn't even realize I sounded like that in writing. It was fascinating.
Wow. So do you typically record your readings, or did he bring, I can't remember, did he bring a recorder?
I record them and give the people a recording of the reading.
Oh, okay, great.
Yeah. Unless it's by phone, that's a little trickier. People can record it themselves by phone if they want, but it's a little trickier. Well, you know, we're still working on the technology to send people a recording. I know it's out there, but I just don't have it yet.
Oh, yeah. When you get your website and your classes worked, you can do that. It's a free service. I can't remember. There's a few of them. So if anyone has that information, you can email Janine. It's tarotbyjanine@gmail.com?
Yep.
Yes. So yep. tarotbyjanine@gmail.com if you want to send her that information, because it is out there for sure. And if you would like to get on the air and ask a question, the number is 604-822-2487. That's 604-822-2487. I'll put you on the air and you can ask your question. So Janine, I'm curious. I had the reading with you, a little mini reading a couple months ago on the air. Mm-hmm. Oh, hang on a second. We've got someone. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello? Hang on a second. We've got someone.
I'm calling in on the Sickness Me Talk air. Show.
Hi, can you turn your radio down, please?
Sure.
Thanks.
Sorry.
<Okay. laughs> All right, so go ahead. What's your question for Janine?
I'm kind of at a... I don't know how to put it as a question. I mean, I feel like I'm like... just floating along, and I don't know where it is I'm supposed to be going at this point.
So I've had that question before. I can work that. Okay, so we're going to overview where you're at right now and what how to approach it, sort of your life.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah, it's sort of like I'm in limbo. I'm just like going through the motions. I'm going to work, I'm going to school, I'm taking care of my children, but other than that, that's, you know.
Right. It. Have I read you before?
No.
You sound familiar.
No.
Okay. Sorry. Yeah, you know, I'm getting a lot of fives around, and fives are self-defeat cards. So when there's a fives around to somebody's reading with a question like that, you got to be careful that you're mentally in a darker place where you might have some self-esteem issues. Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
It feels like you're like beating yourself up a little in your head, or assuming you're in an old place when actually you're not looking at how far you've come and what your accomplishments are. It's almost like you're not seeing who you really are right now and how much work you've done to get to where you are. I think you're seeing yourself like a few years back in a place maybe you weren't so happy in, and you're not quite caught up to what your life could be like right now if you opened up to it. That's how I get it here.
Okay.
There's a journaling process I like to do that might help. And that's because I get love all around you. I don't know if that's coming from, well, hopefully it's coming from your children and family, but I get there's a lot of love around you, and it's about seeing it so you can feel in yourself love for yourself. It's like a reflection trying to come into your heart so you feel it in your heart to love yourself. There's just self-defeat around. The only thing stopping you from really embracing what could be right now is self-defeat. That's what I get. Like a self-defeatist voice inside your head that says something, but it's a past something, and you've grown out of it. It just keeps repeating itself in your head. So you need a new story in your head. Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
You need a new voice in your head. So when you catch yourself going down some of those usual things you end up saying to yourself, or some kind of repeated thing you're saying in your head that's negative towards yourself or your life, nip it in the bud right away and talk over it with a mantra that maybe you want to create. You even want to do that right away. Create a mantra, like a written sentence, that says something loving and positive about yourself. And even if it's funny to you at first, because when we're defeating ourselves, we don't believe that loving voice that we're trying to incorporate, okay? Even if it's funny at first and you find it humorous, just say it anyway, and it's like it needs to tape over the old voice, and so you can catch up to where you're really at. Because I actually get a lot of good things around your life. I even get something around your work world or something in your daily routine that you should be really proud of right now. What would that be? There's something to be really proud of right now here.
I went back to school and I'm making A's.
Wow. You know, right there.
That's awesome.
It is awesome.
Way to go.
I was always happy with C's. I was a terrible student. Anyway, need to be proud of yourself. There's a journaling process I like to recommend when I see things like this in cards, and that would be a thankful journal. And it's like five things before you go to bed you need to promise yourself to write down for the next couple of weeks. Do it for 2 weeks anyway. Five things that you were thankful for that day in your life. Just the littlest thing. I don't care if it was a smile or a nice breeze that smelled nice. It doesn't matter. Five things. Instead of focusing on what you're not liking right now, it helps you refocus on what is the beauty of your life. It's really all about just changing how you think about things, because things are getting a lot better in your life, and you're really, really experiencing, you're coming into some things that are really positive, but it's like you're not going to be able to see them if you stay in that defeat place.
Right. Right. Am I on the right spiritual path then?
Well, if you work on the verbal being so hard on yourself, if you work on that, then I would say that yes, you are, if you're working on that. If you don't work on changing what you're saying in your head, then I would say mm-hmm. you're a little stuck.
Okay.
But if you start right away with working on loving yourself, because it's like catching up to where you really are. It's like you're not even seeing how much you've accomplished and what's actually around you. And that's so common. Humans do it all the time. We get stuck in a pattern of a defeat in our head, and we didn't even notice something amazing that happened that day. Something amazing, even things we wanted to happen, then they come true. Okay, like even getting A's. Okay, so we focus on something. Then we didn't even thank ourselves and congratulate ourselves, take ourselves out for dinner. Like, reward yourself for what you've accomplished.
Right, you just keep going on and go, oh.
Yeah, and then we forget to enjoy it. It's like an experience here. We're having an experience. And our life, you could consider it as an art piece. Your life, every single day, is a little piece of art that you're putting out there. I don't know. It helps me. Anyway, turn that kind of feeling around. Everyone has that feeling, though. It's very common that, nothing's right and this is all just a waste of time, you know, or whatever. And it's not, you know, if you just remember. And also the people that love you certainly wouldn't see it that way.
Right. Okay. Makes sense.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Thanks for calling in. And, yeah, congratulations on your getting A's. That's a big step to go back to school and be pulling off A's.
That's huge.
Yeah. Celebrate yourself.
Hard work, but.
Let's give her a round of applause. Yay!
Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Take care, sweetie. Bye-bye. Oh, that was so nice. It's amazing how we are, because when you said, Janine, that there's something big that she's accomplished, there's something to be proud of, and she's kind of like, I don't know, okay, well, I got A's. I
just went back to school. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's like...
I've never got an A in my whole life. Oh, yeah.
But she sounds so nonchalant about it, and it's like, no, that's a good thing to be proud of, but we forget, we get so wrapped up in everything that's going wrong in our lives sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I wanted to ask you, I'm going to throw that number out again, 604-822-2487, if you want to get on the air and ask a question, because we've just got Janine for the hour and half of that's already gone. So if you want to get on the air, give us a call, 822-2487, area code 604. That number is in Canada, just so you know if you're listening online. But I wanted to ask you, Janine, when you did the reading for me back in March, I believe it was, it hasn't come to pass yet, because the timing, like you said, things were going to start in May. I was going to meet someone, and then in, I believe it was like August or September, some other things were going to happen. And so I'm still waiting to see what happens, because May is not over yet. But I'm just wondering, do you find in your readings, do things always come true, or is it more of a possibility? And I'm also curious, when we know about our future, does it change how we act, and then does it change our future?
Okay, I'm going to start with the first part of that.
Okay.
do things always come true? I get a lot of feedback from people on that, so I got a bit of an idea. Things to do with work and around personal accomplishments are very easy to predict. Things to do with, and they do tend to come true. That's all there is to it. But things that have to do with your love life, those are a lot trickier, because you're actually involving a whole nother soul energy with its own way of dealing with things. So what we can predict is the meeting of two souls that might find them each other attractive and have really a lot in common, and even spiritually need to learn something from each other. But does their egos allow them to be spend time together? Sometimes not. Egos can really interfere with love life situations. What will come true maybe is the meeting somebody, but what you do with that, a person could run, is, especially if it looks good. People often are in denial of things that feel good, because that's not their, maybe they didn't grow up associating love with a good feeling, right, which is often the case for humans here, unfortunately. And what will happen is, if it looks too loving, they run. One of the parties might run. So what we're predicting is the meeting of, and then we're assuming or hoping, or in, you know, visualizing that the people go on and make a relationship out of it, out of a good connection. But it doesn't always happen like that. Somebody's stuff will come up, and egos will get in the way and run. Does that help at all?
Yeah, that answers my question a lot, actually, because you mentioned I was going to meet a man, possibly a younger man. Woo-hoo. But then I'm thinking, I don't even know. I mean, I would love to meet the love of my life, but honestly, I don't even know if I have time for a relationship right now.
Right. Yeah. And so sometimes it's around because it wants to happen at that time in your life, but we will avoid it. So often what you have to look at is what the reader says is what you need to do to stay open to that. There's usually a little, well, you need to do this though to let that happen. You know what I mean? Like, get out there at least once a week, make yourself available to some degree, because sometimes when you've been told something like that, you could unconsciously, purposely avoid any kind of social connections, because there's some part of us that is afraid. If we're keeping ourselves that busy, unconsciously there could be a fear of intimacy or close relationships.
Interesting.
Right? So psychological stuff comes into it a lot. And a reader needs to know psychology, needs to understand to some degree or have a natural understanding of human psychology. They don't need to necessarily study it, but they need a good mentor who's been reading for a long time, because really we're working with a lot of psychology in tarot these days.
Awesome. Well, thank you for answering that. It makes a lot of sense. We have two callers already up on the line, so it's time for a break. We'll be back with more synchronicity in just a moment, and then we'll bring our callers up on the air. We are speaking with Janine Morigeau. She is the tarot card reader who was mentioned in Paul Elder's book, Eyes of an Angel. You can find her online at tarotbyjanine.com. Every word is separated by a hyphen, tarotbyjanine.com. And I'll also place a link up to her website on my site, spiritualshow.com. Back with more synchronicity in just a second.
Rude boys, don't cry, don't cry.
Rude boy, don't cry.
Scenic Drive, every Friday morning, 10 a.m. till noon, CITR.
One, two!
This is Deepak Chopra. You're listening to Synchronicity.
You're listening to Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard, and this is CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. You might also be listening online at CITR.ca, CosmicDimensions.com, EmpowerRadio.com, or on the Co-Creator Network, wherever you're listening from. Thank you for joining us. We're speaking with Janine Morigeau. She is the lovely tarot card reader mentioned in Paul Elder's book. Hi. Welcome back.
Hi.
Okay, so are we ready to take one of our callers?
I'm ready.
Awesome. Okay. Hi, you're on the air. The first person who called in, you still there? Perhaps not. Okay. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Lisa. How are you doing?
Hi, Lisa.
You just have wonderful shows, I have to say that.
So. Uh-huh, thanks.
Thank you for always offering them to us. Hi, Janine.
Hi.
I was wondering if we could just kind of take a little snapshot, hopefully into the next few months, to see where I'm going to go business-wise.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just having a look. What's your birth sign, Lisa?
I'm an Aries.
An Aries. I just like, that's called my hook. I like to ask the birth sign because it feels like I'm connecting.
Uh-huh.
And because then you go back to your birth date just for a second unconsciously, and then I connect with who you are. That's called a hook. Okay. Every reader has a hook, some way to get to feel in, I guess. Mm-hmm. Wow, you have a lot of major arcana cards around that question. Do you know what that means?
Yeah.
Major arcana? Yeah, so big things happening. Major arcana, the decks, just for the audience's maybe reference here, the deck is divided into major and minor arcana. And major arcana, there's 22 of them, 0 to 21. And those are heavy hitters. And when someone has a lot of those in their reading, it means big, big things that are destined, as opposed to little details that you could make choices with.
Okay.
The minor arcana are more detail-oriented, and you have a lot of choices when they come up. But there's not a lot of choice when the major arcana, something's already been created that's coming. So right away I get that. You've been working on your career, as you called it, for some time. And you've been very patient with creating it in a very independent way. Does that make sense?
Yes. I've been trying to plan it because I'm Aries.
Right. And is it really independent? Are you trying to become more independent
in
your career?
I started working in January doing this full time.
Okay. And the thing you're doing, do you get to be more your own boss?
Yes. It's independent.
Right. Exactly. Yep. Okay. Yeah, because that looks really important to you, and then being an Aries on top of it. Okay. I would say within 1 year, okay, you're asking for some months. Look, I'm going to say 1 year time. You really come into something you've visualized, like a big plateau, okay, that you visualize, and it's a financial plateau, it looks like, which is often the case with career. It's not always what people are striving for. It's lifestyle as well, but I get it to be financially rewarding in your case. And it's almost like karmically deserved. Do you know what I might mean by that?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, you worked really hard on yourself, and you have a lot of integrity going into this career. You're using a lot of your personal integrity. Not everybody uses integrity when we're talking about careers. Sometimes they just choose something because it makes good money. It doesn't align with their true self. It just makes good money. And in your case, you're aligning your career with your true self. It's more of a dharma is what it looks like to me. Would you call it a dharma?
I would, yes. I've been working on healing myself for the last 20 years, and now I feel like I've been able to go forward with my
integrity.
Wow.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about. It's like you're coming to a plateau that's taken years, because we have the world card as the root of the whole thing. And this is karmic work you're doing. So even if it's in the disguise of a career, actually it's your life path to be doing what you're doing.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's how I describe the way I'm looking at this card reading.
I feel that way. I'm hope, you know.
It's stunning. Now, coming out of it, are you going to write about it and or be public speaking about something you've accomplished?
Yeah, I've been guided to write lately. I keep getting all the signs, so I guess.
Yeah, I do get that, but I get about a year from now really launching into something. It's like your vision of it really comes together about a year from now, and like this time next year, specifically.
Well, if I go forward with what I'm planning and writing.
Okay, if you go forward with what you're planning and writing. Okay, something gets a little held up for a little while. Does it feel held up right now?
Yeah, my creative flow.
Okay, just wait. I'm getting a little like maybe a month and a half kind of thing. What would that bring us up to? I'm thinking August.
Okay.
I'm thinking just at the end of July, August. Seems like there's a breakthrough around... then a really 3 months of writing streak or something.
That makes
now
sense.
It's just pouring out of you here.
Yeah.
And very inspired over the fall and winter, it looks like.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, that gets more exciting. But it feels like you might have to, like, take a little breather and don't beat yourself up if it takes about a month and a half to two, you know, up to 3 months here to get really cooking. And then just let the natural process kick in. Don't beat yourself up about it. You're quite an old soul. My goodness. I have a feeling you know that.
Tired.
Yeah, you're a very old soul. And how you discovered that you were was very, I feel like it was very, in an odd or unexpected way. What am I talking about there? You know what I'm talking about?
I decided to get back on path because I was in the corporate world for a long time. Archangel Michael came to me 4 times.
Wow. Yeah, it just feels like you were really you were really singled out to do this work you're doing, whatever it becomes. It's you're singled out to do it. It's karmic. It's necessary, and you won't feel accomplished in your life till you do it. It's like your dharma.
That makes sense. Yeah, I'm just now getting into the groove because it was quite shocking that I was supposed to be doing all of this.
Well, exactly. Yeah, that's how I get it. It was very shocking to discover all this depth in you that for years you might have been a little bit in denial of, is how I get it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, about 20 years.
Yeah, talking yourself right out of it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And I hope you're okay with me saying this, but I think the health issues were to help you see it.
Yeah, it was.
Like
it was
gift that brought you to yourself.
That makes sense, and I'll validate that for you. 6 years ago, I was in bed for 6 months with a spinal fluid leak. So it made me wake up.
Yeah, and that's often what illnesses or dis-ease is about, to wake up, because your soul self says, you know, we're supposed to be on a different path. People that say, well, am I on the wrong path? We don't stay on the wrong path very long, because if we stay on the wrong path, the tower happens in our life. And we get smacked right off that path. I don't know. Souls are very powerful, and your ego can mess around and hold things up a little bit, but push comes to shove, the soul's going to win out. The soul purpose is very powerful.
Yeah, they can't be ignored.
Yeah, and if it does get ignored, we shut down. Depression can happen for a really long time. All kinds of things can happen, and health issues pop up if you've really been lifetimes ignoring something in particular. Not to punish people. It's not like that. It's like soul selves know. Egos kind of need to be kept in line sometimes. That's the way I see it anyway.
I do too. Well, thank you so much. That was so helpful.
You're welcome.
So wonderful. And thank you, Marie, for everything that you do.
Oh, thank you, Lisa. Thanks for calling in.
All right. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Wonderful.
Bye-bye.
Are we ready for one more person? Because the line is ringing right now.
Okay. Awesome.
All right. Hi, CITR, you're on the air.
Hi, super. Great. I just tuned in, and it sounds like a great program.
Thank you. Are you calling for a reading?
Yeah, that would be great.
Awesome. Okay, so what's your question for Janine?
Well, I don't have a question. I was wondering if we could do it the same as the last caller.
Just look around? Big picture of where you're at right now?
Yeah, actually, all I heard was that she asked the last caller what her sign was, and was there more conversation prior to that?
Yeah, we get a little specific about people's what what they're looking to know about themselves. So if you just want me to look at a big picture, of almost a snapshot of where you're at kind of spiritually right now. She asked career-wise, but spiritual things came into it because her career and her spiritual life were very entangled.
Okay.
Does any of that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, are you curious about just what the path you're on right now? How is that working for you? Because that
resonates pretty
that could
strong.
Work.
Yeah.
What is your birth sign, by the way?
It's Aquarius.
Aquarius.
Yeah.
Okay, let's have a look. Have you moved recently?
No.
No. Do you have a plan to move?
No.
Okay. In the next 2 years, I get a move fairly significant. Nothing on the horizon that you know of?
Not at this point, no.
Okay. So I'll just say that for some reason in the big picture here, I get a move. And it could be by into next year, halfway into the year next year, you're going to know what I'm talking about. And within 2 years, I get you've moved. And it could be a fairly significant move. And I could mean out of whatever city you're living in and or going from city to country or going from country to city, something like that. So significant. Is that, you know, if you haven't thought that right now, that might be a bit of a surprise.
Mm.
Let's have a look here. Now, there seems to be a lot of stress around you right now about something. What's stressing you? So you seem really stressed here in the cards. Like, is there a mental stress weighing on your mind right now?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and does it have something to do with money?
money and, yeah, there's that's one. There's other things as well.
Okay, and relationship?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So I'm picking up here that a lot of your stress is unfounded and things are going to work themselves out over the next 2 months. Especially if you get out of your way. Do you know what I mean by that? Don't try to micromanage things right now in your relationship or your finances. Kind of assume the position of things will work themselves out. Just think that in your head. Things are going to work themselves out, especially if I keep my paws off of it right now. Right? I'm just going to let things work out. I'm not going to try to make things go away. Can you do that? Can you get into that headspace? Hello?
Are you there?
I'm here, yeah.
Sorry, I cut.
Okay. Did you hear what I said about getting out of your way?
Yes, I did, yeah.
Okay, do you think that's possible to do? Because it feels like you have to surrender your mental process right now and just let things naturally work themselves out and don't try to make things a certain way in both those areas of your life because they're going to work out better than you expect in both those areas, both financially and relationship-wise, even though they may not turn out exactly, especially the relationship, how you visualized, I feel like when you look back on this time, it's going to have, in your head, in the future, you're going to go, okay, that was how I needed that to work out. Do you want to ask a specific question about the relationship that you're having issues with?
Well, it's... it's not just one, it's like, it just seems that there's a lot of relationships that are, you know, I'm not really harmonizing with.
Oh, I see. So in general, you're feeling out of sync?
Yeah.
Okay. See, how I'm getting that is the out-of-sync part that's happening isn't really with others, although it's reflecting as a feeling of out-of-sync with others. It's more out-of-sync with your own self, like a feeling of not feeling in tune with yourself. So a bit of a vision quest, personal inward look, you know, can help that. Do you know what I mean when I say vision quest?
Well, I've heard of, you know, vision quests that people have gone on.
Okay, because you can go on one just in your head, right? I mean, searching in your own heart for what is it you're not loving about yourself or liking about your life to understand how that's reflecting in all your relationships. Because relationships are like a big mirror reflecting. Yeah. It's like we reflect how we're feeling internally with external relationships. So if a whole bunch of them aren't working out, there's something inside you in conflict with yourself.
Yeah, I know it's, the conflict is, goes back to my childhood and, you're saying I should
work on personal healing, of like make a specific point, even just by agreeing in yourself to do it, to love and heal your inner child that still is caught. It's like the inner child is having an issue that's actually creating issues in your current life. So if you can go back somehow and heal the inner child, give it what it needed, what it wasn't getting. Okay, so healers can help with that. I have a wonderful woman I like to recommend. Her name's Lana, and to be honest, I can't off the top of my head remember her website. But if you email me at tarotbyjanine@gmail.com, if you email me, I can get that information. Just remind me that we talked on the radio, and I will give you her information. And if you, like, I don't know if she can do it, you know, where do you live?
I live in Vancouver, Canada.
Okay, and I will try to think about, because I know lots of people in Vancouver, who might help you in Vancouver, but I think you need a spiritual healer to look at healing some of those childhood issues so you can leave the conflict behind. If you worked on that, the other stuff would iron itself out. It's like a coming to terms with that childhood and finding what the empowerment that you gained out of it was instead of how it disempowered you. If you can switch that around in your head, and that takes work, and that takes someone who knows what they're doing, and healers can really speed that up, good ones.
Okay, so that was, your email address is Tarot by Janine?
Yeah, at Gmail.
At Gmail.
.com. And just remind me what we were talking about, and I'll get you her information. She actually lives in Airdrie, right outside of Calgary. Now, she does travel around a bit, and she's, is what I understood, she does go to Vancouver. So she, you might even be able to hook up with her one time when she's there doing her work.
Okay. Janine. How do you spell Janine?
Yep.
How do you spell Janine?
J-A-N-I-N-E.
J-A-N-I-N-E. Okay.
Great. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you for providing this radio time.
Great. Have a good day.
Thanks.
Take care. Bye. Bye-bye. So it's time for a quick break. We'll be back with more Synchronicity in just a moment.
Ever thought about volunteering with Big Sisters? Maybe now is the time. Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland provides girls aged 7 to 17 with a champion, a mentor who's there to simply be their friend and cheer them on. Become a study buddy tutor and spend 1 hour a week helping your little sister learn to love school. Or become a big sister and spend 3 fun hours a week just hanging out with your little sister. If you're age 19 or older, please visit bigsisters.bc.ca to find out more. Maybe now is the time.
Welcome back to Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard. Thank you so much for being with us today. Up next in just 10 minutes is Scotty's Scenic Drive, so stick around for that. And today's show is sponsored by Deepak Chopra, who is speaking at the Queen Elizabeth Theatre here in Vancouver on June 4th. So you can get your tickets for that at Ticketmaster. We're also going to try and get some free tickets to give away on the air. But if you want to make sure you guarantee a seat at the Deepak Chopra event, go to Ticketmaster. That's for June 4th. We are speaking with Janine Morijo. She is the talented tarot card reader who was written about, a whole chapter dedicated to her in Paul Elder's book, Eyes of an Angel. And you can find her online at tarotbyjanine.com. And every word is separated by a hyphen. I'll also post a link to her website up on my site, spiritualshow.com. And you can also contact her at tarotbyjanine, all one word, at gmail.com. Hi, welcome back.
Hi.
So we have one more person who's been patiently waiting on the line. We're running out of time, so it'll have to be quick. Can we do another reading?
Sure.
Okay, yep. Great. Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, hi.
Hi. It'll have to be quick.
Yeah, okay. I would like to ask her, I'm dealing with a very serious health matter, and I'd like to know, well, if it's possible, if she could tell me if I'm going to overcome it.
Okay. I'm having a look. 5, 9. Does it really cut in this issue to your independence?
Yeah.
Yeah. 3 of Cups. You seem to have a lot of people really around you right now who really love you, in particular women. Is that true?
There's one person. Yeah.
Okay, because I get just a lot of joy and love in your atmosphere. Do you feel like you're in an atmosphere like that?
No.
Wow. Well, that must be coming then, because there's this incredible card in your atmosphere. So right now it doesn't feel like that?
No.
Okay, okay. That, I'm hoping that changes, because that looks like it does. There seems to be the Queen of Discs here. Queen of Discs. So there's one strong woman, you said?
Yes. I think that's her.
Okay. And she does, but she doesn't live right in your atmosphere?
No.
No. But she's sending a lot of energy, because she comes up, like, really powerful around you. Is that person a healer?
No. Maybe it could be someone else. I thought maybe it was my friend, but maybe it's somebody else.
Well, I'm thinking this. The spirit world might even be rallying up here, because the card's pretty profound that's in your atmosphere, and that's, you know, atmosphere is a big word. Maybe it's not visual to you.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm saying absolutely you will overcome it by my cards. I would say you're going to have a rough 2 years, to be honest.
Okay.
Could it be that long?
Yes.
Yes, that's what I get. But I do get, at the end of 2 years, really moving into, even by January, like right into the second year, really moving in, like having spent 2 years of hard work. It looks like a lot of hard work, you know, health-wise.
Yes.
But then really moving quickly into a much better place with your health issue. So that's fascinating. I even get keeping a really positive, like there's, even a room here for miraculous improvement.
Oh.
So, like, the big picture looks like it could be very good, but I can see your hard work between now and then. And your challenge, something to keep absolutely in focus, is not to sit around focused on the limitation, which is going to be hard to do. I
yeah,
can see that that might be hard to do. But to get really, really focused on what is, anything you can find in your life that you're appreciating or good, that feels good. Because if you focus only on what's limiting you right now, that's just going to drag this out. I feel like if you really, really focus on what is the beauty or good, just even if it's one little, I don't care, can you still see? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Something. You have to focus on that and be really in that love. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And you will really speed this feels like you could really overcome a big portion of what you're dealing with here.
Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of exciting. Like, the potential outcome is miraculous even, but it's going to take about 2 years and a lot of very positive focus. So you're going to have to, have you seen the movie The Secret? I know it's, you know, a little cliche now, but it's a wonderful, what I'm talking about, you're going to need those techniques.
The Secret, you said?
Yes, you're going to need those techniques.
I never seen it.
Oh, you got to see it.
Okay.
Okay. I don't know where you, New Age bookstores, I bet you Banyan Books has it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Are you from Vancouver?
Yes.
Go to Banyan Books and ask about The Secret. It's quite a few years old. Oprah loved it. I loved it. I thought it was amazing. It's a technique that you particularly need to practice.
Okay.
For this to be what it could be here.
Yeah, thanks, because I'm, you know, what you said is pretty accurate, and that's, yeah, it's been that, what you said about focusing on the good, that, you know, that...
You're going to have to make that your absolute mantra.
Okay.
Yeah, and you will. This looks really like the outcome has a lot of potential. You have so much feminine love. It's like the goddess is with you, or several of them.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet. Your atmosphere is, you know, like if you try to open to feel that, because if you literally don't see that right now, it's so clear in my cards. Just do a little practice and feel the goddess, and try to see how they're, it's like you're, the spirit world rallying around you right now.
That's great.
Yeah, in the form of a very feminine love. So I get that as the goddess, so several maybe, and you might get some signs as to who exactly or which energies, but it feels very powerful to me.
Yeah, well, that's so great. I'm glad I got to talk to you.
Yeah, I don't get you're meant to go this way in it by any means. And I have seen when people are meant to go, and it's a hard thing to talk about, but I don't see that in your cards. So
yeah, that's great, because I was...
by that, okay?
Yeah, that was, you know, that's been mentioned, you know, so, I mean, that's why it's... I thought, oh, I wonder if I can get a chance to talk to...
Don't latch on to that, hon.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much.
I'll send you ravens.
McWitch, thank you.
Thanks.
Bye. All right. Well, I want to send some blessings and love to her as well. And if everyone who's listening could send some loving energy her way, that would be really wonderful. So thank you for doing that last reading, Janine, and we've just got a couple minutes left in the show. We've been doing readings like constant. Thank you so much for taking on so many calls. It's been wonderful, and thank you to everyone who's been calling in. Up next is Scotty's Scenic Drive. Janine, is there anything that you'd like to add before we close the show?
Not really. Just if people are in town next September, I'm going to be doing a series of workshops. And in the next week, that's going to come up on my website. Just keep an eye on the website. If anybody's in town for some of those, it might, you know, that might be fun to meet them in person.
And that'll be in Calgary?
Yeah.
Wonderful.
If I can arrange something for Vancouver in the fall, I will too, because I love Vancouver so much.
Okay, great. Well, if you have anything coming up in Vancouver, definitely email me.
Okay, I will.
Okay, wonderful. And it's tarotbyjanine@gmail.com. Huh? Tarot by Janine is all one word, and Janine is spelled J-A-N-I-N-E. And your website is tarotbyjanine.com, and every word is separated by a hyphen.
Yep.
Yes. Okay. And I, again, I'll put a link up to your website on my site, spiritualshow.com.
And I'll do the same.
Oh, great. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Marie.
Okay. It's been such a pleasure having you on the show. Take
okay.
care.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So again, Deepak Chopra is coming to Vancouver on June 4th, and that was Janine Morijot. She is the tarot card reader who was written about in Paul Elder's book, Eyes of an Angel. So if you can't remember her email or her website, just Google Janine Morijot or Paul Elder's book, and you'll be able to find her that way. Take care. Thank you so much for being with us. We'll be back again next week. Have a wonderful weekend. Be well. Bye-bye.
Loka Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu. Loka Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu. Loka Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu. Om Shanti Shanti.